Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, how are you today, boys and girls? You feeling peppy and happy? Say, I'm glad, because we're going to have oodles of fun today. You know, we can always have fun together, can't we? Yes, sirree, and I hope you're all smiling, too. Big smile. Oh, bigger than that. Ah, that's the way. Hey, do you feel like singing? I do. Let's see how my voice sounds. Oh, my goodness. I guess I have a frog in my throat. Well, you better get out of there, Mr. Frog, because I want to sing right now. Now, there we are. All clear for a big song. Hey, do you like to sing and march? All right, let's march around and sing Yankee Doodle. Now, that's a dandy song, and we all know it, so here we go. Forward march. Yankee Doodle came to town riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni. Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. Yankee Doodle is a tune that comes in mighty handy. The enemy all run away at Yankee Doodle dandy. Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. Ah, that's a lot of fun. Now sit down, everybody. Rip, dump, dump, toodle, yump, dump, 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 diddle, yump, bump, 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 halt, at ease. Well, Squeaky, I see you decided to join us in our march, but you're a bit late. Say, what's the idea of wearing a raincoat?
Well, it's a new one, and I just wanted to see it. Of course, it would come in handy if it rained.
Well, hello there, Popcorn. Well, Popcorn says he doesn't mind rain if it doesn't rain cats and dogs.
Well, I like to go out in the rain, but I don't like the thunder and the lightning.
Oh, Popcorn says he doesn't like thunder or lightning either. Is that so? Popcorn says he always runs upstairs and hides under the bed. Well, I don't blame you, Popcorn. Hey, boys and girls, I'll bet your dogs do the same thing, don't they? Sure, you see, dogs can hear so much better than we do that when it thunders, the noise is just like a big bomb exploding in their ears. Hey, but speaking about the rain, how about a riddle about the rain?
Well, now, what kind of a riddle can you make up out of the rain, Happy Hank?
Well, now, you just wait and see. Hey, get ready for a stickler, boys and girls. Yes, sirree. First, though, put on your thinking caps. Got them on? All right, then, listen. When the rain comes down, what goes up? When the rain comes down, what goes up?
Oh, I know, an airplane. Is that it? Is that right?
No, sir, Squeaky, you'll have to guess again.
Well, I say that riddle sounds all wet to me.
Well, so does your answer. Hey, did you figure out the answer, boys and girls? Well, you keep thinking about it, and at the end of our program today, I'll give you the right answer. Hey, Squeaky, suppose you turn on the magic electric eye.
Okay, here she goes.
Yes, sir, boys and girls, when you hear that buzzing, you know that I'm looking at you right through your radio. So stand up, everybody, so I can see you. Hurry up. I mean all the boys and girls. Hey, do you know what's coming? Oh, well, you'll soon find out. All right, come on, boys, and let's see your hands. Now, put them up. Fronts first. That's right. Oh, say, they look fine. Just a few smudgy ones. Oh, you kind of forgot to wash them, didn't you? Get the soap and water. Now the backs. Oh, that's better. All right, put your hands down, boys. Now the girls, up with your hands. First the fronts. That's it. Now the backs. Uh-oh, one little girl I see is trying to rub the dirt off her hand on her dress. Mother won't like that. Get the soap and water. Well, that's all right. Put your hands down, girls. Now let's see your faces, all the faces, boys and girls. Oh, my say, that's pretty good. We're getting better all the time.
Well, from the way you were talking, Happy Hank, I'd say that the girls are the winners today. Is that right?
Well, now, you just wait, Squeaky. Boys and girls, the winners of today's clean hands and face contest are the boys.
The boys? Did you say the boys?
Well, what did it sound like, Squeaky?
Well, it sounded like the boys.
That's right. You go and mark up the score for the boys.
Well, anyway, the girls are still one ahead.
Well, congratulations, boys and girls. You keep on trying. Maybe you can win the clean hands and face contest next time. Keep trying and sing this song. 'Tis a lesson you should heed. Try, try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Then your courage will appear, for if you will persevere, you will conquer, never fear. Try again. Yes, sir, you just try again and you'll succeed. Now remember, there always has to be a winner and a loser, so if you lose, just remember that the next time you may be a winner.
Well, Happy Hank.
What is it, Squeaky?
Well, there's a little girl who lives next door to me, and oh boy, is she cute. But she talks so much, I never have a chance to say anything.
Well, anyone who can talk more than you do ought to get a medal.
Oh, I don't talk much. Only when I want to say something. You get it?
Well, how could I miss it? Well, from what you say, Squeaky, I'd call that little girl that you mentioned a chatterbox.
Well, say, that's the word, chatterbox. I get tired just listening to her.
Well, that's bad. Say, you tell her to tune in on our program and to learn the slogan song that we have about the chatterbox. Hey, do you know any chatterboxes, boys and girls? Say, maybe you're a chatterbox yourself and don't know it, huh? Well, you just better ask yourself, am I a chatterbox? Do I interrupt and talk all the time? Well, if you know the answer is yes, well, you'd better remember to sing our song. You just keep saying, I will not be a chatterbox. Let's sing the song together. Here we go. When you have something to tell, don't be a chatterbox. Say enough to tell it well, don't be a chatterbox. When your story has been heard, silence is to be preferred. Let someone else say a word. Don't be a chatterbox. All right, well, I think we leave the chatterboxes, and now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, those two young cowboys who are trying to beat Black Tom the Outlaw. Now, remember last time, the boys and Uncle Push, Rocket's uncle, had managed to capture Black Tom and put the handcuffs on him. Black Tom had proved himself a coward of the worst kind, and now things were going against him, and he began to cry and talk about his poor old mother. But this didn't soften the boys' hearts any. They knew he was just trying to get them to turn him loose. But now something else has come up that looks bad. While Squeaky and Sputters and Uncle Push were talking about how to get the gold back to the S-Bar S Ranch and divide it, they heard voices outside. Uncle Push recognized the voices as those of Black Tom's gang. Well, before the boys could stop him, Black Tom yelled for help. Say, did his gang hear him? As the scene opens today, the boys and Uncle Push are talking things over. Listen.
Well, now, are you sure those men outside belong to Black Tom's gang, Uncle Push?
Sure, I'm sure, Squeaky. Yes, sir, I hear that mean one that they call Snake Eye talking. That's them, all right.
Well, then that means that we're really in a spot. I got my handkerchief tied around Black Tom's mouth so he can't yell for help again. That'll keep him quiet.
Yes, but the main thing is, did they hear him when he did yell for help? If they did, they'll be breaking into this room in just a minute. So what are we going to do?
Hey, look over there in the corner. There's that old chair that's all busted up. Everybody get a chair leg for a club. I got one right here. We can get you one now, and then when it does come in, we can bust a few heads before they gets us.
Yes, sir, that's a good idea, Uncle Push. I hope I get just one swat at that Snake Eye. I didn't like his looks when I saw him up there on the ridge by our little red, white, and blue plane.
Say, turn out the light. Oh, wait a minute, I'll do it. Now there, the light is turned out, and they're still out there. I can hear them moving around.
All right, now, Squeaky and Sputters and Uncle Push, we know you're in there, and you'd better come on out with your hands up before we come in and get you.
Well, oh, see, that sounds bad. Hey, wait just a minute. Yeah, why don't you big brave men could come and get us? We got knives and guns and TNT and rattlesnake and everything waiting for you. Come on and get us.
Oh, me. I wish we did have all them things.
Hey, I've got an idea. Black Tom, if you don't tell your gang to go away and leave us alone, we're going to throw more red pepper in your eyes. Go on and tell them.
Hey, turn on the light, Squeaky, and we'll make Black Tom talk.
Okay, just a minute. Now, there's the light.
Well, for the land's sakes alive.
Hey, Squeaky, Black Tom isn't here. He's escaped. While the light was turned off, Black Tom escaped down the hole where the gold is hidden.
Oh, me, this is bad. Say, he'll probably go around to the front of the hotel and tell his gang that all we have is three chair legs, and then they'll come in and get us.
Boys, we got to get out of here fast.
Hey, wait a minute. Something's happening outside. Listen. Now the noise has stopped. Hey, it stopped. Maybe we'll hear something in just a minute.
Hey, Squeaky. The Sputters, this is Rocket. Open up the door before I bust it open. Squeaky, Sputters, this is Rocket.
Well, say, it's Rocket and Popcorn. They must have got here with the sheriff. They must have captured the gang. Come on in, Rocket and Popcorn. Come on in.
Well, Rocket and Popcorn got there just in the nick of time. But say, Black Tom has escaped again. Where is he and what is he doing? Be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Well, say, boys and girls, now remember, if you haven't figured out the answer for today's riddle, you just keep thinking, and I'll tell you the answer in a few minutes. But first, let's have a song about fiddle-dee-dee. Fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-dee, the fly has married the bumblebee. Said the fly, says he, will you marry me and live with me, sweet bumblebee? Fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-dee, the fly has married the bumblebee. Fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-dee, the fly has married the bumblebee. Says the bee, says she, I live under your wing, and you'll never know that I carry a sting. Fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-dee, the fly has married the bumblebee. Well, say, I'm just wondering if you have any birthdays today. Oh, let's see. Just look at the birthdays. Say, are you ready to blow out the candles on the birthday cake? All right, then. One, two, three, blow. And there they went. All the candles are out, and that means that you'll get your special wish. Let's make our wish now. I wish that... How'd you get your wish? All right, now we'll sing the birthday song. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, when the rain comes down, what goes up? Well, the answer is an umbrella. Now, you be good. Be careful and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry. It won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up. Be happy and gay and laugh all your troubles away.